You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's plate this dish, everybody, on a Thursday, November 19th, and a Friday, November 20th. It is another edition of Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt Derry. What a wild day in Allen Park, for sure. Stafford, Galladay, Swift, lots of news. Heck, Kelly Stafford was at it again, calling Gretchen Whitmer a dictator. We're not even going to talk about that. What about the injuries with the Panthers? And it's a Locked On crossover Thursday. All of that today, right here on the program. Locked On Lions today, brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Bill Rossetti, the host of Locked On Panthers, will join me momentarily. Now, let's keep it real for a second. Bill and I taped the show this morning, previewed both teams, not knowing the status of DeAndre Swift. And that's where we start today. Breaking news from this afternoon from Kyle Meinke from MLive.com. DeAndre Swift not at practice today. No one knew why. Then it turns out he's in concussion protocol. Remember, Swift, the Lions, you know, new toy on offense, practiced yesterday, met with the media afterwards, somehow has a brain injury. Not sure when it was suffered, what's going on, but to pass concussion protocol and play Sunday, players must be symptom-free for a 100% cardio workout, then a non-contact practice, then a contact practice. So with just one practice left, it doesn't appear that DeAndre Swift has enough time to play Sunday in Carolina. And according to Kyle Meinke, quote, unless I'm missing something, he's out. That is what Meinke wrote today about DeAndre Swift. Huge loss for the Lions because he had 150 yards of total offense last week. He's been fantastic. So some bad news certainly from Allen Park today as far as DeAndre Swift goes. Now, Kenny Galladay, according to Kyle Meinke, was practicing today and was running routes and catching footballs. The Lions then put out their injury report this afternoon and listed Galladay as did not practice. So the plot thickens there. We should know tomorrow his status. He didn't practice Wednesday, did practice today, but they listed him as not practicing, so who knows where that is. Also, Matthew Stafford, the Lions quarterback, sat out yesterday. Today, did practice, limited practice. Amani Oruwariye, Lions cornerback, met with the media this afternoon and said, Stafford looked great. Zip on the ball, it was like he didn't even know he was hurt. So that, my friends, is a very good sign, certainly for Sunday. The big story today that everybody wants to talk about, and I'm not even going to really touch on, is that Matthew Stafford's wife got on Instagram, hit record on her phone in her car, and went on a rant about living in Michigan and it's a dictatorship. And then she apologized. What a tired, stale, old bit. You don't like it here? Leave. Leave. And if this is a seed being planted by Kelly to get her and Matthew out of here, let's see if the Ford family actually does it this offseason. Who knows? But let's talk football. Lions and Panthers this weekend. According to Matt Rhule, the coach of the Panthers, it is unlikely that Teddy Jam for me Bridgewater, starting quarterback for the Panthers, is going to be available. Unlikely available for Sunday. He's got a sprained MCL and he's limping around to practice. Get ready for former XFL quarterback PJ Walker Sunday for Carolina. And if he stinks, they've got Will Greer, who played a few snaps, if you recall, as a starter last year. Carolina has not been able to stop anybody lately. They're a very young defense. Their run defense is brutal. Derek Brown, who, of course, the Lions passed up to take Jeff Okuda, he's been decent. We'll find out from Bill Rossetti momentarily how decent he's been. I like Jeremy Chinn, their safety. That was a guy that our buddy Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl absolutely was in love with. But, again, this is a winnable football game Sunday. And if Galladay can play and Stafford can play, and it doesn't sound like Swift is going to play, the Lions should get some of their weapons back for this weekend. It's certainly not what you would want. You would want everybody healthy, and that would be good. But I guess you'll take what you can get as far as the injuries go. What the bigger issue for the Lions is when you look at all of the injuries right now to their skill position players, Stafford's got the thumb, Swift has a brain injury, Galladay the hip injury, Danny Amendola hip injury, Marvin Jones has a knee injury, and TJ Hockenson has a toe problem. So not a good sign for all of those guys, but we'll have to wait and see. But Danny Amendola with the hip injury did not practice today. I don't know what to tell you. Good news is Carolina is terrible. So we'll get you the crossover here momentarily. We're going to talk to Bill Rossetti. He is the voice of Locked On Panthers right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Does a fantastic job. So we always love talking to Bill. But again, we are brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to the website, madeforfootballwatching.com, to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. And look, tonight, Thursday night football, I don't even know who's playing. Who's playing Thursday night football? I saw it earlier in the week, and because I have done a very poor job on my part preparing you for this fine show today, I, off the top of my head, forgot who's playing tonight. Oh, Arizona at Seattle. 2-6-3 clubs duking it out. Dave Pasch, the voice of the Cardinals, was on NFL Total Access the other day with Andrew Siciliano, and they showed a picture of Andrew and Dave from college when they went to visit SportsCenter in January of 1994. Also pictured in the photo, yours truly, and Pete Genesini, the Pete Rock of ESPN Radio, but it was a Syracuse love fest the other day. But you're going to be watching Thursday Night Football tonight. It's a pretty good game, Arizona and Seattle. Maybe you're basking in the glow of that Pistons draft last night where Troy Weaver traded the whole team. That was fun. I love you, Troy. You did a great job. Get yourself a Pepsi. Refreshing, fantastic Pepsi made for football watching, baby.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another crossover Thursday edition of the Locked On Panthers and Locked On Lions podcast. Billy Rossetti, Matt Derry coming at you for week 11 already. It's hard to believe we are here, but always great to talk to Matt, one of my favorite hosts here at the podcast. Matt, what's going on, my friend? Good to talk to you again.
Back at you, Bill. Always a pleasure, my friend. Interesting game, to say the least, this weekend. A lot of injury talk, for sure, and not really sure where this one's going to be headed this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of really an interesting battle. You know, a couple of teams that are, you know, coming off interesting results in Week 10. The Panthers got schlacked by the Bucks first time this week. Lions had quite the game against Washington. And, you know, yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah,
man.
Just some laughter, you know.
It really is. And I mean, you know, what's the feeling in Detroit right now? You know, they basically do blow the lead and then give up the game-tying touchdown late, but then they come back with a big play late in the game, and then Matt Prater, 59-yard field goal. You know, what's the feeling right now in Detroit with, you know, an opportunity to at least get to 500 if they win this game?
That's a great question, Bill. What's the feeling? Because I think the feeling is there's a sets of fan bases with the Lions. There's always going to be the diehards that are going to watch every minute of every game and still have hope. There's this other set right now on the complete opposite end that are saying, I'm pretty much done with this team. I don't want to watch. I'm rooting against them if I'm watching because I want Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, the general manager, gone. And this past Sunday was kind of that thing. You know, the Lions were up 24-3 and looked pretty good. Matthew Stafford was rolling. They were playing a really bad Washington football team. But, you know, you've got those sort of factions of fans. So the feeling now is, all right, here they are, 4-5, going into Carolina. It appears McCaffrey's not going to play. Who knows about Bridgewater? But, okay, let's say they do win. It's almost like there are certain Lions fans that say, they better go in and win convincingly and not mess with our minds, because last week was a complete, you know, mind bleep when it's 24-3 and you look like you cannot let Alex Smith on one leg throw for 400 yards, and that's what they did. So while there's some optimism from some sets of fans because they did win, they've got to string 2, 3, 4 wins together here with Carolina, winnable game, Houston on Thanksgiving, Chicago after that, who is no great shakes either. Go win a bunch of games in a row and prove to us that you're going to take that next step. And they never do that. Every time they get a little streak going, like two straight wins, then they lose two straight after that. They have not been consistent at all.
Yeah, that's kind of been the theme for quite some time, it feels like, with the Lions. But, I mean, the positive note is they have at least passed their win total for last season. But, you know, certainly this was I know there was a lot more love. Let me ask about that, too, because there was a lot. I definitely felt some love for this team from, you know, a bunch of members of the media, you know, people saying, oh, this was going to be a playoff team. And some people even saying they might win the division. I never really bought into that. What do you think was kind of the reasons why some people thought this was going to be a really strong contender in the NFC this year? And what's happened that they haven't lived up to that?
Yeah, there was some national love, you're right, about this team in the offseason. People were saying Matthew Stafford maybe would be an MVP candidate this year. The emergence of Kenny Galladay, a rookie class headed by Jeffrey Okuda, DeAndre Swift. Some pretty good picks along the offensive line, Jonah Jackson. And people looked up and said, all right, Jamie Collins is a nice pickup, so is Daron Harmon. Man, maybe this is finally it. You know, maybe Minnesota regresses, which they have. Maybe the Bears are the Bears, which they've been. And maybe Green Bay doesn't win 13 games. So all of a sudden, the Lions were a bit of a sleeper. And, you know, out of the gate, the Lions, for at least the first three quarters of that Chicago game in the opener, looked really, really good. And couldn't put them away, let the Bears come back, let Trubisky beat them, drop the ball in the end zone at the end of the game. And then all of a sudden, they go to Green Bay and get squashed. And it was 0-2 just like that. And the balloon was popped. Since, you know, there have been some good moments and some bad. There have been some guys stepping up. Romeo Okwara has been one guy that's been great along the defensive line. Injuries to Galladay and to Trey Flowers have hurt. But they haven't lived up to expectations. And now, you know, with semi-new ownership, Sheila Ford Hamp taking over for her mom, it's up to Sheila to decide where this thing's going. And she hasn't pulled the trigger on Patricia. There was some talk that if they would have blown that game this past Sunday and lost to the football team, that maybe, just maybe, Patricia's job would have been in big, big trouble. And she would have actually fired him. But now he's here. They win. So at 4-5, let's see where this goes the next couple of weeks. There should be no reason why they're not 6-5 after Thanksgiving.
And then obviously you mentioned the emergence of Kenny Galladay. Injuries have obviously been bugging him all season. What's his status looking like for Sunday? Is he going to be out there in Carolina, do you think?
I don't know. You know, he practiced for the first time in a couple of weeks here on Wednesday. So that's a good sign. He's had a hip injury. It's kind of been on and off all year. He's missed the last two games. The offense is just so much better when he's there. Now, last Sunday against a pretty good Washington pass defense, Stafford had his way. Marvin Jones stepped up and played well. TJ Hockenson, the tight end, has become a nice threat and a weapon for them. And all of a sudden, this emergence of DeAndre Swift has been a big story, because all of a sudden it went from why they draft him at 35 and never using him, and they're using Adrian Peterson and Kerryon Johnson, to now it's Swift's the starter. Swift's getting a lot of touches. He had 150 yards of total offense last week, and he's an X factor. He's a difference maker. So Galladay, not sure. Good sign that he practiced Wednesday. Let's see what the rest of the week is. But the big concern is Matthew Stafford. Didn't practice Wednesday. Reports of some ligament damage in his right thumb. This is a guy that plays through, Bill, just about every injury. But he went from Monday saying, oh, yeah, I'll be out there, to saying Wednesday, I don't know. So if that's not the – if he can't go, we're looking at Chase Daniel on Sunday. I think Stafford will play, but I don't think he's going to practice all week.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, the Lions might be just giving him some – a little bit of a veteran's rest. But, yeah, that's definitely going to be a big story going through the week. So really going to be curious how that looks out. But, you know, I'm really interested, really looking forward to this matchup. You know, could be a big big momentum shift potentially for both teams. You know, and like you said, the Lions certainly need to win this game to kind of string something together and, you know, maybe save Matt Patricia's job. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I've got some good info there, and I think we'll take a quick minute and switch things up and see what Matt has in store for me regarding the Panthers. So we'll be right back in a minute here.
All right, everybody, Locked On Crossover Thursday. Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. Bill Rossetti, Locked On Panthers. It's Detroit at Carolina on Sunday, which should be certainly an intriguing game, to say the least. I don't think a lot of Lions fans know much about what's going on in Carolina, so let's get Bill's thoughts on it. All right, Billy, let's start with McCaffrey and Bridgewater. Their statuses right now, and how's the offense been without CMC this year?
Yeah, well, the Panthers have already ruled out Christian McCaffrey. So if you guys had him in your lineups last week and were rolling with him, get him out of your fantasy lineups because he will not play. And honestly, it would not surprise me at this point if the Panthers at least rest him for the next couple weeks, because the Panthers, crazily, still have not had their bye yet. We're in week 11. They don't have their bye till week 13 because the Panthers actually still play the Vikings in week 12. So it wouldn't surprise me if they rest him in week 12 as well. So we'll see what happens with him. But Teddy Bridgewater, limited practice on Wednesday. You know, he's still been kind of day-to-day, so the Panthers are just trying to take it easy on him. I think he might play on Sunday, but if he can't go, it's going to be pretty interesting, really, to see who the quarterback is going to be. P.J. Walker's been the backup quarterback for the last couple of weeks and got some playing time in that Thursday night game against the Falcons when Bridgewater went out, and then stepped in on this past Sunday when Bridgewater left with the knee injury. But Will Greer is still kind of there too, because the Panthers have been kind of going back and forth over the season who the number two quarterback is and who ultimately ended up being inactive for the week. So still a couple days to go, so really interesting what the Panthers will do here. But offensively, without Christian McCaffrey, you know, it hasn't been all that bad, because they did a nice job of getting Mike Davis involved, especially right out of the gate when he came in against the Buccaneers in week two, had eight catches late in the game and really kept him involved in the passing game. I mean, I think he had something like 25 or so receptions between that game and then the next two. You know, there were some days where Mike Davis kind of was quiet, but you know, at least the Panthers still had an option that opposing defense still had to respect the run. And then, you know, they mixed in Curtis Samuel a little bit in the running game, and he's been improving at the wide receiver position. So they're starting to, you know, still expand a little bit. Robbie Anderson's had a nice season, but he still hasn't had a touchdown since week one. DJ Moore had his first touchdown in a few weeks, or his first touchdown in a few games, excuse me, on Sunday. So, you know, they're still kind of feeling things out, but they haven't totally taken a bunch of steps back, we'll say, without McCaffrey. So that's been nice to see. But yeah, certainly McCaffrey bumps that offense up to another level. So it's going to be really interesting what the Panthers decide to do with their star running back, with the season basically being lost at 3-7. So it should be an interesting final few weeks here.
Lions have had issues, Bill, stopping anybody. I mean, even this past Sunday, the former Lion, J.D. McKissic, was lighting them up for Washington. And these backs out of the backfield, tight ends across the middle, crossing routes. You mentioned Curtis Samuels, kind of a speed and space guy, if I could borrow a stupid Michigan Wolverines phrase. But let's be honest here. What should scare Lions fans about what Carolina has, you know, in that passing game, because the Lions defense really has not been very good?
Yeah, I think the way they've been just kind of mixing things up and spreading defenses out, this team loves to run empty backfields. They love to run, you know, four wide receiver sets. They'll move, you know, you mentioned the tight ends. The Panthers will even move tight ends out. I've seen Ian Thomas out in the slot. I've seen formations where Alex Arma is split all the way out wide. So Joe Brady really likes to get pretty creative with this offense a little bit. And, you know, the Panthers have been very quiet out of the tight end position. So, you know, perhaps this is a week where maybe they finally get something out of Ian Thomas. I mean, they actually got a touchdown from the tight end position last week, but it was Colin Thompson, their number three tight end, getting the score. Not Ian Thomas, not Chris Manhart. So that was really interesting to see. So maybe Ian Thomas finally steps up. But, yeah, Curtis Samuel has been another pleasant surprise again. You know, he had a nice season last year. They're really utilizing him this year. I mean, he had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown back in that Thursday night game against the Falcons. And he's seemingly been more utilized in the offense, especially over the last couple of weeks. So they've really been mixing things up here. So Samuel's starting to become, I don't want to say the biggest threat, but definitely somebody that, you know, you at least have to respect. You know, you can't just focus on Anderson or DJ Moore, because they'll get you with Curtis Samuel as well. So it's always interesting to see how they game plan their offense, because you never know which of those three receivers is going to be kind of the focal point, as it were. I mentioned DJ Moore had been kind of quiet, you know, and he finally broke out on Sunday. So maybe that was the plan, just to get him back involved. So maybe this will be Robbie Anderson's week to finally get back in the end zone. Who knows? But that's become the nice thing about this offense, is there's a lot of playmakers here, but no one that, you know, you can't really focus on anybody, because they'll have other people that can beat you if you're not careful.
Bill Rossetti, Locked On Panthers, with me, Matt Derry, Locked On Lions, Thursday crossover here on the network. All right, last 2 weeks I've looked at some of the film. I mean, you know, the Chiefs did whatever they wanted offensively. Panthers gave them a great game. And then last week, Tampa Bay and Tom Brady just torched them. Everybody saw that 98-yard touchdown run by Rojo, Ronald Jones. What's going on defensively for Matt Rhule's team right now? Not good, right?
Yeah, it's been rough. You know, injuries have certainly been a factor for this team. You know, this team definitely misses Kaywon Short up front, and the rush defense has been bad all year, Matt. I mean, you know, you got a lot of young talent that's still kind of feeling their way. Like, you know, your starting rookies, like obviously Derek Brown, their first round pick, Bravion Roy has gotten more playing time because of Short's injury. You know, Zach Kerr's not bad, but he's, you know, almost 30 years of age. So he's kind of a depth piece, but he hasn't been terrible as a starter. And then if there's one person we're really going to target at this point right now, it's Tyre Whitehead, you know, and obviously you guys know him pretty well with his time in Detroit. But I don't know what's happened, but he's fallen off a little bit. You know, he
wasn't that good here.
And he's
nice guy, nice guy.
And then it just felt like he was much better when he was in Detroit and when he was with the Raiders than he is here. I don't know what happened, but he just looks lost. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up that 98-yard touchdown by Ronald Jones, because that's a perfect play to kind of illustrate what's been going on with the defense as a whole and with Whitehead specifically, because Whitehead just looked absolutely lost on that play. You know, the Buccaneers bring a guy in motion and Whitehead just ends up being in the wrong gap. And, you know, I credit the Jenna Lane of ESPN as well for her tweet kind of explaining that too. Whitehead ends up in the wrong gap and there's just nobody there in the middle of the field. You know, credit Jeremy Chinn for trying to chase down Ronald Jones, but once he broke through that second level, that was it. He was off to the races. So this is still a defense that needs work, but we also have to remember that they invested a lot of young talent. We all know, of course, by now that the Panthers used all seven of their draft picks this past April on the defense, and a bunch of them really haven't gotten a varying level of playing time from obviously Brown and Jeremy Chinn. I mean, Jeremy Chinn is definitely a candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I like him. Yeah, I like him a lot.
Absolutely.
What about Derrick Brown, though? How's he been?
He's been flashing. He's still kind of making his way through. He's obviously not the dominant force yet, but we kind of expected that. He's always been more of a run stuffer. He's still kind of learning how to be an all-around defensive tackle in the NFL. But, I mean, he'll get there with time. But he's definitely shown flashes of being really, really good. So, you know, it certainly wasn't a wasted pick. I know there was some concern like, oh, they're drafting a run-stuffing defensive tackle at 7 overall. Well, I mean, we saw what he was at Auburn. He could be a really good player. He just needs time to develop, and he'll get there. So overall, it's just a lot of youth that's still gelling together. And like I said, in due time, I think this will be a fine defense.
Final thing, Bill, I don't know about you, but I think that whichever quarterback is healthy, they'll have a major advantage in this game. If Stafford doesn't play, it's anybody's guess. I think if Stafford plays, the Lions will win. What's your take on it real fast?
I agree with that, too. I think the Lions win this game. Even if Teddy wins or even if Teddy plays, I just worry about the Panthers right now and the way that defense is. They don't really know how to win games yet, and we've seen that the last couple weeks. You know, they were either tied or were leading at the half, blew it in the second half. So I totally agree with you. I think especially if Matthew Stafford plays, I'm going to pick the Lions in this one.
Bill, great to catch up, brother, as always.
Same to you, man. Always good talking to you, man.
Bill Rossetti, Locked On Panthers. Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. This has been the Thursday Crossover.